that means you. It's really you. Hold on, I got a text message coming through. Actually, you know what? I gotta go. This thing is over. I need to see Miss Marie.
Listening to the State is Over Radio right here on The Flow with your host, Miss Marie, and my co-host, Colin.
Hey, people.
I can't even hear you.
Hey, people.
Oh. Speak up a little. Is your mic on?
Hello.
Is your mic on?
It should be.
No, turn it back on.
Hello.
Your mic is... It's stupid low, my man. So
it is stupid low.
So we're going to switch that up in a minute. But anyways, we're coming to you live from the IM for Radio Broadcasting Network on RockTheFlow.com.
That's right.
We are here each and every Sunday night on the State is Over Radio, where we discuss all things dating, the good, the bad, and in a lot of cases, the ugly. Because dating can get real ugly. And speaking of ugly,
oh Lord,
I shouldn't even say this. You know, let me go. We want something else. It was so not nice. Never mind. How was your weekend, Cullen?
My weekend was great.
That was good.
It was fabulous.
What'd you do this weekend?
I went to the beach.
Nobody invited me to the beach. Went to the beach. Mm-hmm.
I went to the beach. Did a small little cookout on Saturday with like...
I like cookouts too.
With another couple. It was real small.
Mm-hmm.
What else did I do? Slept. I did some yard work this morning. So, that was it. My weekend was great.
Cool. Trying to figure out, what did I do this weekend?
What did you do?
I'm like, I can't even remember.
I saw some shots today.
Huh?
I saw some shots today.
Oh, yeah. I had a couple dates this weekend. But those shots, that wasn't a date. That was a friend.
Oh.
Just a friend of mine. But I did have a brunch date earlier this morning.
How'd that go?
It was nice. I was in the restaurant, enjoying the food. Nice eye candy across the table from me. And I happened to look to my left, and some man walked into the restaurant with no shirt on.
Stop it.
And his body left more to be desired. Oh. Like, his body was not in a good place at all. And they let the dude come in the restaurant.
With no shirt?
Yeah, I'm like, that's not South Beach. This is D.C. Like,
what kind of... That's a requirement.
Right. No shirt, no shoes, no service. But they let the dude walk in there topless.
Was he homeless?
I don't know. I'm starting to think that maybe he was.
He might have been homeless.
So, I don't know. But I was just like, what the hell is going on here? Like, this dude, he really came in there with no shirt on. Like,
he didn't get brunch, though?
I don't know. He walked to the back, and then I just didn't see him no more.
How was the date? Did he pay for the meal?
Yes.
Okay. I gotta ask.
I know you do have to ask nowadays because a lot of dudes like to go Dutch.
Yeah,
they really do. Cheap asses. Ooh, see the baker. Bring it out of me.
So will there be a second date?
Perhaps.
Yeah.
Perhaps. It's a possibility. It's a strong possibility.
All right.
Nice time.
I got this paper touching me in the back of my head every time. It scared me the first time.
Oh, it says we got the fan. It's oscillating right now.
Yeah, it's cool.
Man, I can't get it together today because I'm trying to figure out where I put all my songs for tonight's show. But I found it. Okay.
Found it.
Okay,
ooh.
Because tonight is a special show.
Yes, it is.
We are talking about... I was trying to say drum roll. Damn, man. Killing the mood for me.
I've been excited about this topic.
Have you?
Yeah. I'm not in the friend zone. I'm just saying for other people. I'm just
I just had to play this song just a little. Thank you people so much for being a friend. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, tonight's show is the friend zone. A place that a lot of people cannot stand to be in, but they are there.
They are there.
They are all the way there in the friend zone.
And can't get out.
And cannot get out. Cannot break out. And actually, we got some special guests in the studio, too. We got the Bako.
Whoop, whoop.
We got
Bako.
Monica Fantastic.
Hello.
And I believe my buddy Jason Utley should be joining us a little bit later, but he ain't here yet. So thank you for being friends. Thank you guys so much.
The friend zone.
But we're gonna delve into the topic a little bit later. So keep in mind, you give us a call, 301-560-6992. 301-560-6992 is the number to call the studio. You can tweet me at datasover and hit us on Facebook, facebook.com/thisdatasover. Tell us about the friend zone. Have you ever successfully gotten out of the friend zone? What does a friend zone mean to you? Is it a good thing? Is it a bad thing?
The friend zone sucks.
Let us know. And speaking of a sucky friend zone, I guess I could play a friend zone song.
We can't be friends.
I don't like that song, so I can't play it. I'll play a friend zone song. It's called Girlfriend by Alicia Keys. Right here on The Flow.
That'll put you there.
All right.
It's just a few days, but I'm open wide. Or maybe I should take my time. I'm thinking that we're moving fast, but I want you back. My mind is
service that I've ever used before.
Verizon Wireless is head and shoulders above the others.
It's the best network. No question about it.
Without a doubt, they are the number one network.
You heard it, and people all over know it. Verizon Wireless is America's best, most reliable wireless network. Maybe that's why more people stay with us than with any other national carrier. Just listen.
It's reliable. It's always been great. I started with Verizon Wireless from day one, and I've never thought about going anywhere else.
I'll never switch. I'll never leave Verizon Wireless. It's awesome.
We spend over $4 billion a year on our wireless network, all so that you get the most reliable national coverage.
They have the most reliable network.
Their coverage area is huge.
It's reliable. It's the best. It's definitely the best.
Isn't it time you switched to America's number one wireless network? Isn't it time you got the best? Just stop by any Verizon Wireless communication store, Verizon Wireless at Circuit City, or call 1-800-2-JOIN-IN. Network claims based on Verizon Wireless reliability studies. Loyalty claims based on publicly available customer turnover figures.
Verizon Wireless, number one. Hands down, no contest.
Dimes are shiny and round. Nickels are also round.
This 28-year-old woman may sound a little strange to you and me, but to her 3-year-old daughter, she makes perfect sense.
Pennies are round, too.
They are. Dollars are rectangles.
I like dollars.
When you talk with your child, you build vocabulary, and learning starts long before school does. So follow their lead. Turn everyday moments into learning moments. For more tips, go to bornlearning.org. Brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
Are you tired of the same songs every 20 minutes?
Now, here's something else we might try.
Real Radio is back. Right here on the flow. Brought to you by Alumni Roundup. And brought to you by the IM4 Radio Broadcasting Network.
You're listening to The State Is Over Radio right here on rocktheflow.com with your host, Miss Marie, and my co-host, Cullen.
Hey, people.
I couldn't help but play That's What Friends Are For. The background, because tonight's topic is the friend zone. Yes, the friend zone, the place that nobody wants to be. But I'm also joined in the studio by the Baco.
Yo.
Also known as the resident penile expert.
Penile.
The peen expert.
Stop it.
And Monica Fantastic.
Hello, 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 folks.
But before we get into the discussion, you just heard music from Faith Evans. The song is Where Do We Stand?
In the friend zone.
Yes. All the way in the friend zone. And right before that was Alicia Keys' girlfriend, because she's jealous of your girlfriend. Because that's where she want to be.
Because she's in the friend zone.
She's all the way in the friend zone. Actually, I want you to... Can you switch that mic, please? Give Colin that mic, please. Because I'm not digging that mic that you got right now. It's too low. But anyways, the friend zone.
So
I'm going to go back to one of the posts from Instagram, because... Why am I... Ooh, cracking. Look at my voice today.
That's what friends are
right, that's what friends are for.
Is that better?
I guess I had, yeah.
Ooh,
it's a little
is
better.
That's a sexy
name. No, no,
is that better?
Is it the mic?
Ooh. Our name does not begin with a T. Don't say it with a trust.
Anyways, friend zoned is what Crystal, thanks our awesome intern, posted on our Instagram page.
You got interns.
Friend zoned, yeah, when a person decided that you're just a friend and no longer a dating option. You become this complete non-sexual entity in their eyes, like their sibling or a lamp.
Wait a minute.
Yes.
My heart hurt. Wait a minute.
I said a lamp.
A lamp.
Okay.
You a fixture?
You are a fixture.
Wow.
When you're in the friend zone, you are a fixture. You have...
You have absolutely no relevance in my life.
It's not that you don't have relevancy. It's just that...
Well, no sexual relevance.
Yeah, clear. Definitely none of that. But you're just a friend.
Wow.
So how does somebody get in the friend zone?
But see, I was thinking about the opposite. Like, you're already friends, mm-hmm. and then you want to move into the relationship zone. So I guess that's backwards. Like, you were in a relationship, and now you got... demoted to the friend? Is that what I'm understanding?
I'm thinking of somebody that's never even got to the relationship stage that they want to be in a relationship with you. Yeah, so how does a person, you know, get in the friend zone and stay there?
How do you get... Oh, you start off as friends.
No, you start off as scared. That's what happens.
Mm-hmm.
Men who don't typically close the deal, they don't cash in on the opportunities, or they do things that put themselves in that zone.
Mm-hmm.
Like... Hey, you want to get together? Oh, yeah, I got some errands. I want to run. Or I can. Well, hey, I'll go with you. Trying to be a gentleman. Next thing you know, you're sitting in a nail shop for 4 hours.
Right.
And that's friend zone.
That's very friend zone. Because I'm not typically asking my man to come to the nail shop and sit with me and chat.
Right.
So
but
if
you don't have to say yes,
do that, then you're probably in the friend zone.
But you don't have to say yes.
No, you don't have to say yes, but you're saying yes.
So he's saying yes to getting her good graces.
Getting her good graces and try
to hope to get in those good panties.
Yeah, to show that, hey, I can, you know, be your friend. I can be here. I can do these things with you. I don't have a problem. And next thing you know, you're in the friend zone. You at the nail shop. You at the hair salon.
Paying for it.
Right.
And you ain't even to smell it.
You ain't even.
You ain't seen it. Right. You haven't even got a chance to smell it, touch, taste, nothing.
You can't even see nothing.
You don't even know she got one.
Right.
She got an Indy or Audi. I don't know.
I've never seen it. And that's how it happens. You start off doing little things like that, and next thing you know, bam.
But you know, it always comes up to, you know, a lot of gentlemen, you know, they start off, especially if you got a man you're talking to somebody, they always say, you can't have friends.
Yeah, see that?
Or you can't have friends, and then when we put you in that place or put you in that spot, you get mad because mm-hmm. you're staying in there. But who made the rule that all, you know, interactions or relationships between men and female need to be romantic? You know what I mean?
I hear you.
I understand that.
It's okay if it's not, but if one party wants to be romantic and the other one doesn't, that's when you're in the friend zone.
That's true, but you need to be honest. I mean...
Most of the time, women are.
Yeah, my question is...
The men aren't honest.
The men are the ones lying.
I can handle... Oh, girl, I'm not trying to get with you. I just want to be your friend.
Yeah, man, this ain't no big thing. I'm cool.
Just have one more sip, and we'll see how long this friendship is going to last.
Yeah.
I think for women, it's not much. It's not like how your scenario is. Like, we don't meet guys and say, hey, I want to be your friend. Let's go hang out and do stuff. I think we have genuinely had friendships with men, mm-hmm. and then over time, because of that guy's persona, whatever about him, we start to develop feelings. I think that's the difference between how men become
absolutely.
The friend zone and how women become the friend zone.
Absolutely.
I absolutely agree. There's a
big difference of how we get to the friend zone.
Because
big difference.
If a man says, you know, I have all these female friends, I'm going to say at least one of, like, 5, 10, whatever. At least one of them. I'm going to say one of, at least one of them have your friends. No, they just homies. No. At least one of your friend, your female friends has feelings for you. They just
absolutely.
Haven't told you.
Yep. And they lying if they don't.
They lying.
And they have slept with at least one of their female friends, too.
Absolutely. Or have thought about it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they fantasize about it. Or they fantasize about it.
That's a good point.
But the thing is, you know, with the friend zone, I hear all the time, like, oh, relationships start off, the best relationships are when you're friends first. But I don't know how to navigate that process. Because if I put a guy in the friend zone, I have no desire to pursue anything with him after that he's a friend. Like, he's become that lamp.
I think when they say, you know, start off as friends,
yeah,
I think
lamp.
You're comfortable with that person. So you're more comfortable yourself with your friends than you are with a potential mate. Quote unquote, that's how they say, but you know, you're more comfortable with your friends, you know, you're gonna be yourself. So, if you start off your relationship that way, as friends or whatever, with that being as comfortable, mm-hmm. then you're gonna build a better, because you know, you're letting everything out in the open. That 90 day, you know, the representative time might be a little shorter,
mm-hmm.
right?
But
right.
I don't go out and see a guy that I think is attractive and say, you know what, I'd like to be his friend,
right? Right.
I'd like
that's
him
true.
To be my friend.
No, it's never gonna happen. You have to meet him through like mutual friends,
friends
and you guys
yeah.
know each other from
right.
college or something. Because I tell you one situation that sure, is definitely the friend zone. It was definitely a friend zone situation that was disastrous for me.
Wow.
Because I became friends with this person in college and we hung out together, same crew, same everything, and I developed these feelings and I'm like, how do I, like you say, how do I navigate? How do I jump from this friend to relationship, dating, whatever? I would tell you, never drink alcohol and get drunk around someone who's in the friend zone who you want to make a partner or whatever. Because it would be disastrous. And I cannot live this down.
Is this your going
away party? And if you were there, you know how bad the situation was. And let me tell you, I didn't get the guy. I made a complete fool of myself, and we are no longer friends.
Friends.
Damn.
You struck out all the way.
Hold up. You had more feelings for him than he had for you.
Apparently.
You got drunk. You got drunk, and he
the truth comes out when you're drunk.
Oh.
And the sad part is his girl was there.
Yes.
Oh.
Wow.
Yes. Oh, heavens.
Yes.
Oh, heavens.
Did you make a spectacle in front of her?
Oh, heavens.
We're going to talk about this all for
you. Yes. Because we don't have enough tissue in here right now,
yes.
So I don't want her to read up that situation.
Well, if you decide to, you know what I think is very important? If you decide that this is somebody I like, you have to decide if it's going to be worth jeopardizing the friendship, because I don't think you're going to be able to, whether he says yes, he likes you or not, if it doesn't work out, the friendship is done. If he doesn't like you the way you like him, I don't know how you're going to recoup that friendship. Like, the friendship is done. So you need to make
damn.
Sure it's worth it.
Absolutely.
That's
you can't even be
though.
Friends no more.
No,
that's it.
Embarrassing.
That's
it.
I'm not going to bear my soul to you, tell you I love you, I want to be with you, and then you come back and say, you're a lamp.
That made me think of the episode of Seinfeld when George said, I love you to the girl.
Yeah.
He was like, I love you. She said, I'm hungry. Let's go get something to eat.
That right there, no. We can't come back from that. I can't come back from that. My pride,
you
my
got that big matzo ball out there.
Yeah, I can't deal with that.
You gotta put your pride aside. You just let them know how you feel. If it doesn't work, it doesn't work.
And that's in the friendship.
And that's it.
Damn.
And then
that's worth it, though.
Right.
Is it worth it?
You have to, I guess, weigh the pros and cons. Like, yeah, I told you how I feel about you. You don't feel the same way, but I value our friendship. So do you want to end it?
Well, it all depends, because,
yeah.
you know, some people treat their potential mate different than they treat their friends. Like, they do certain things differently for their potential mate than they would do their quote-unquote homeboy. You know
right,
what I mean?
Right, because I'm not going to have sex with my homeboy.
Well, no.
Sex aside.
Right. Sex aside. There's certain things you treat them like. You don't get those privileges anymore, boo. Uh-uh.
Right, you don't.
No.
Same thing on the male side. You don't get those privileges.
No.
You can't do that.
Mm-mm.
You can't be calling me for the nail shop. You don't get those privileges anymore.
Damn. So, do you really know some dude that has actually sat with a chick at a nail salon?
Yeah, I do.
Was that man you?
Yes, it was.
And did it work out for you?
No, it didn't.
Wait a minute.
No, so it did not.
How did this come about? Like, please enlighten us, Cullen. So you were really feeling this girl?
Well, let me preface this by saying I was young. I was very young.
Mm-hmm. 18 months ago.
No, but it came about. We were friends in high school.
Uh-huh.
It was kind of after we graduated from high school. We met up again, and I never really took the opportunity to kind of just let it be known how I felt. And I ended up one day. She called me. She's like, "What you doing?" I was like, "Oh, I'm just chilling." And she was like, "You want to come hang out with me?" And I was like, "Yeah." Next thing I know, we hanging out. I'm in the nail shop.
Damn.
I was like,
"Let me go and get a pedicure too, then."
Yeah, go ahead and fix these joints up.
Did you pay?
No.
Okay. Okay, I was gonna say.
So no. running errands, that's friend zone behavior.
Yeah, that's definite. That's a man's. Well, let me say.
I'm taking notes. Okay. Running errands.
Oh.
Well, to be in the friend zone, if you're not getting any type of reciprocation out of that.
You're getting the reciprocation, you know, is you have my time. We talk, we laugh, we had a good time.
Colin, you're talking to the queen of putting gentlemen in
the friend zone. Right. Yeah,
that's
what
you
said.
I resent that statement.
Yes, you are.
Queen
friend zone.
I have no idea what you're talking
about. We're taking callers.
Right. Callers.
In the friend zone.
Callers. The number is 301-560-6992. 301-560-6992. Give us a call. I don't know what you guys are talking about. I'm not the queen to put anyone in the friend zone. I'm the queen of getting my heart broken, okay?
But you're also the queen of putting gentlemen in the friend zone.
Have you ever put anybody in the friend zone? Hey, I'm just joking. All right, no, the answer to that question.
Of course I have. See? Of course I have. I mean, it's funny because I was out with my friend today, and actually he helped me run one of my...
See, that's what I'm talking about. That brother don't stand a chance.
But it's not like that between us. We grew up together.
Yep, friend zone.
You
want to know what's so funny?
What?
Is that if you give him a chance, if you take him out of the friend zone, he'll take it.
What man is going to turn down cooch? Like, seriously.
Wait, it's not always
about cooch.
If you were to say,
although that is, that
if
is a percentage.
Kiss him, maybe. He probably would reciprocate.
Yep. Cross that friend zone line.
I'm not doing
a little
that.
Bit.
I'm not doing that.
See, I know.
He's like a little brother to me.
See, there you go.
Brother
zone.
Yep.
That's even worse than the friend zone.
The type of person that if somebody bring you flowers, you'd be like, "Oh, my little brother's so cute."
Yeah.
And you probably did that before. That's a rose.
You know what? Comment, because we got to go to commercial. We have got to go to commercial. So keep it right here on the flow. Make certain you tweet me at DateIsOver. You can also hit us up on Facebook, facebook.com/thisdateisover. And give us a call. 301-560-6992 is the number to the studio if you want to talk about the friend zone. So keep it right here on the flow.
Coming up next is a really funny guy. You all know him. Let's give it up for Alonzo Bowden. Alonzo!
So my uncle calls and he says he's dizzy and he's losing his balance. I'm like, "Unc, you want me to take you to a doctor?" He's like, "No, I'm going to look up the symptoms." I said, "Your symptoms are you're dizzy and you're losing your balance." So he said, "I can't get on the internet because my arm is numb." I said, "Well, use your good arm and dial 911.
Stroke's no joke. If you or someone you love is showing symptoms of stroke, don't call family, don't dial a friend, don't wait because it might be too late. Dial 911. Time lost is brain lost. Seriously, dial 911.
Learn all the symptoms of a stroke at strokesnojoke.org. That's strokesnojoke.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the American Stroke Association and the Ad Council.
Check the sound,
respect I used to never get. Cause all I got was upset when it used to be like and try to sweat it and like the lip. For no reason at all, I can't recall it. Throwing these in my face. Down the hall, I'm kicking it in the back of the school, eating chicken at three. Wondering why is everybody always picking on me. I tried to talk and tell them, till I did nothing to deserve this. But when it didn't work, I went from scared, just real nervous and unprepared to deal with rapping, no doubt. My pappy never told me how to knock it out, but now we're 9 to 5, but we're surviving the man on my own. Fuck around with fat lip, yeah, shit gets blown. I'm not trying to show no mind to a show, but when it's on, then it's on.
That was kind of gross. Should have kept that to myself. Anyways, what's our music from Far Side? Running. Because that's exactly what's happening when you're in the friend zone. You're running after somebody that is not running towards you.
Nope. They are running away.
Keep running away.
Yeah. I think it has to also do with desire.
Yes. You know, that's Monica Fantastic, by the way.
Oh, yeah. I'm here. it has to do with desire. I think if, you know, if you are not desirable, if I don't look at you... And that, no, and then that's, have to be about looks.
No.
It doesn't.
Yes, it does.
No.
It has everything to do with looks.
No, it doesn't necessarily have to be because, you know, I'm pretty sure y'all put some handsome men. You know, it's nothing worse than putting a handsome man in the friend zone. And I know y'all going to say, who's putting a friend handsome man in the friend zone?
Not I said the baby.
Right. I am.
But you see?
So, pass them
it
on
ain't,
over.
It ain't just about the looks. Like, if I just think you're, I can't even say that. Like, I don't want to say, like, if I think you're a loser, but if we're not,
right,
if you don't make my juices
right,
flow,
exactly,
then I can't get with you. Like, I've dated some beautiful men. Good God, this one guy, he was an Adonis. I mean, damn.
An
he was
Adonis.
Beautiful. Like, he had zero.
Please provide a definition to what that means.
Gorgeous, okay.
Okay, thank you.
He had 0% body fat. I mean, everything was cut the hell up. And I was like, I mean,
you make me feel self-conscious. I don't want that.
No, I ain't care. Like, if he like me with my stomach, I don't care. But
wow.
he just didn't do it for me. Just the conversation was lame. Like, I didn't even want to sleep with the dude. I'm like, you know what? You're just too dumb. Like,
he's
I can't do it. I don't even, like, I think, I don't know. I think he would just be bad in bed. I don't know. His stupidity translated to that to me.
I can't comment on that.
So.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Desire changes. Like, desire can... You cannot be someone cannot be desirable to you, but when you become friends and that personality and their kindness or whatever traits they have can become a desirable, and then you start to like them. The question is, are your traits desirable to them, and how do you communicate that once you already set the standard of being friends?
Right.
But if they after you, then of course you're desirable.
It would
not
so
be,
though.
They don't know. You don't know what you don't know. So.
Yeah.
If I don't know all of your traits, or I can't really determine what it is about you outside of your appearance that is making you desirable, once I actually gain that information, you might not be anymore.
Right. Yeah. Attraction is more than being a physical attraction.
Yes, it's an all-around thing.
Though.
But it starts there. Because it was funny. It's this article I came across talking about how to get out of the friend zone. The very first thing to get out of the friend zone was being attractive.
Being attractive. If you are not attractive.
Who wrote that? Who wrote that?
Somebody handsome.
No, you
don't. Right?
Somebody
handsome.
People want to say that. People want to say that because men are visual creatures.
Right. And
who wrote this article?
And most of our friends.
It was a man.
That are in the friend zone.
It was a man.
Are ugly.
No, not necessarily. No. They just have horrible personalities.
Right.
It says, one of the reasons people end up being just friends is that they are simply not attractive to the other person they desire. They only create feelings of attachment, comfort around them, like a good friend, without any attraction, lust, or seductive feelings. For any number of reasons, then, the friend-zoned individual just doesn't spark the chemistry to make the other person desire them, lust after them, and want them in return. Therefore, the attraction is one-sided, with them receiving nothing in return.
Nothing.
I think
absolutely
that's perfect.
Nothing.
But you know what's crazy?
Correct.
Because guys, y'all y'all can sleep with somebody. Y'all just
busted
as
hell.
Yeah.
She can be a four in the face,
right.
And she can have a banging body, and they will hit it.
She
can be
a banging body.
She can be a two in the face.
Them juices
just
do that.
I can't get with somebody I'm not attracted to.
Yeah.
Fortunate for men, we have the ability to not look above you guys' neck if we don't have to. We can look from the neck down.
See, I was going to make a short joke, but I'm going to keep that to myself.
It's easy when you're not being inserted into. No, because you know, if you exited, you know.
Right. Because once he skates, then all the emotion is gone.
That's it. You don't have to be that picky.
I'm done.
You know.
But once you have a plug up in there, you know, into the socket.
Okay.
That socket has to be...
Fantastic.
No,
I'm
studio. I'm just saying.
Okay, all right.
Hands up. I hear you.
Quiet storms there.
In the building.
I cannot be friends. I don't know. This baby's just now. If you're not married in a relationship or homosexual.
Yeah.
I cannot be friends with attractive men. I cannot.
Yeah.
At this point in my life, I cannot. When I was attractive male friends who are not in a relationship, married, you know, whatever, that are not available. If you're available and you're attractive and I'm attracted to you, I can't be your friend.
Right.
Because I'm going to try to holler. Exactly. And if you don't want to holler at me, I'm
exactly.
mad.
Exactly.
So you heard it from DeBaco, the resident penile expert.
I cannot. And it's a
she
lie.
She cannot have attractive male friends.
It's a lie if people say they can be friends with people they're attracted to physically and this nothing happens. That's a damn lie.
At this point in time?
It's a lie.
No. When I was younger, you know, I was... No.
It's a lie.
Hey, think
it's
about
a lie.
That one, huh?
Or unless you were already friends with that person back, like, some years and years and years.
Yeah.
Like, and you guys have become, like, brother and sister at that point. Like, you see him as a brother and no longer, like, attracted, like, a sexual being. Because it's impossible to me.
Because, you know, at a certain point in time, you're looking for a mate.
Yeah.
When you get to a certain age, you get older, you're looking for a mate. You ain't no time
now.
For, either you right now. Like, either you down the ride or you not.
But see, that friend zone...
I ride around them, get
right. But as you get older...
Yes.
Your friend zone, it's one or the other. You're either going
to
be a friend or you're not.
I'm trying to figure out how to answer the phone, because the phone is ringing.
Uh-oh. We got to call.
Let's take the call. Let's take the
Lord,
call.
I don't know what I'm doing. This ain't this on radio. Caller, you on the air.
What's going on?
What's going on? Who
What's
is
going
it?
On?
What's your name? Where you calling from?
This is D. James Jones calling from Alabama.
Alabama.
What's
so
up,
what
Mr.
you got to say
Jones?
About the friend zone, James Jones?
First of all, wait. Are you in the friend zone with anyone?
Yes.
Particularly, yes.
Oh, no.
Did you go to the nail salon?
We are not going to
No, we didn't do the nail salon, but it was more of one of those things where it was like, I kept thinking that, okay, if you gave that person that shoulder... Then she would look at you as like, oh, okay, well, he's a necessity. And actually, she just looked at me as an accessory. So, you know.
But you had ulterior motives, my friend. You weren't even really trying to be a shoulder.
See,
you were trying to hit that and just show her like, hey, I could be the nice guy. Go ahead, cry on my shoulder and let me take your panties off.
No, we weren't thinking about the panties. We were thinking about, you know, this looked like somebody, you know, I could actually, you know, talk to, date, and maybe take this further. But see, I think what a lot of people get twisted is a lot of people see successful relationships and they always hear that, you know, oh, okay, well, they were friends first.
Mm-hmm.
And so they think that, okay, I can put this person at a friend. But, I mean, the friend zone is just like, you know, Gatorade. Once it's gone to liquid form, you can't go back.
Mm. So, James, let me ask you this. So when you were her shoulder, was she crying over another man or was it something else?
Over different things, you know, like jobs and, you know, yeah, a few little guy incidents. But
strike one.
See that? Yep. That's where you went wrong. You can't be a friend to somebody that's in the process trying to get over
somebody else.
Yeah.
And how long were you guys friends? I mean, how long did you guys know each other?
Well, she was in a fellow sorority, and so we always saw each other at Greek events. So we were kind of associate friends for, you know, the 10 year I was in college, and then the senior year I tried to take it there, and
it just didn't work. Well, hold that thought, James. Can you stick around with us? Because we got to
sure,
go to
no
commercial,
problem.
So hold that thought. So keep it right here on rocktheflow.com. Give us a call, 301-560-6992 is the number to reach us in the studio. You can also tweet me at DateIsOver and hit me up on Facebook, facebook.com/thisDateIsOver. We are talking about the friend zone on The Flow.
Verizon Wireless is head and shoulders above the others.
It's the best network, no question about it.
Without a doubt, they are the number one network.
You heard it, and people all over know it. Verizon Wireless is America's best, most reliable wireless network. Maybe that's why more people stay with us than with any other national carrier. Just listen.
It's reliable, it's always been great. I started with Verizon Wireless from day one, and I've never thought about going anywhere else.
I'll never switch. I will never leave Verizon Wireless. It's awesome.
We spend over $4 billion a year on our wireless network, all so that you get the most reliable national coverage.
They have the most reliable network.
Their coverage area is huge.
It's reliable. It's the best. It's definitely the best.
Isn't it time you switched to America's number one wireless network? Isn't it time you got the best? Just stop by any Verizon Wireless communication store, Verizon Wireless at Circuit City, or call 1-800-2-JOIN-IN. Network claims based on Verizon Wireless reliability studies. Loyalty claims based on publicly available customer turnover figures.
Verizon Wireless, number one. Hands down, no contest.
Dimes are shiny and round. Nickels are also round.
This 28-year-old woman may sound a little strange to you and me, but to her 3-year-old daughter, she makes perfect sense.
Pennies are round. round two.
They are.
Dollars are rectangles.
I like dollars.
When you talk with your child, you build vocabulary, and learning starts long before school does. So follow their lead. Turn everyday moments into learning moments. For more tips, go to bornlearning.org. Brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
Are you tired of the same songs every 20 minutes?
Now here's something else we might try.
Real Radio is back, right here on the Globe. Brought to you by Alumni Roundup. And brought to you by the I Am For Radio Broadcasting Network.
Listening to This Date Is Over Radio right here on The Flow, coming to you live from the I Am For Radio Broadcasting Network with your host, Miss Marie, and my co-host, Cone.
Hey, folks.
Hey, folks. We got the Baco, who is...
She stepped out for a second. She stepped out.
And we got Monica Fantastic.
Hello, hello, hello.
We got... Ooh, hello. Let me turn that volume down. We got Sweet James Jones on the line.
Mr. James Jones.
Mr. James Jones, talking about the friend zone. The zone that you don't want to be in, but you seem to be in right now, or with somebody that you were a shoulder, because you thought that was going to help catapult you into their heart.
So how did she, when you, how did you approach her and say, you know, I want to be more than friends?
It was one of those things where after you would shoot hints, and after like the hints didn't come back the way you wanted to, you kind of amounted and figured that.
Hints like, I like you, or hints like, what? I mean, can you give us some more details? Oh, and let me backtrack real quick, James, because I forgot to tell you the song we played. That song, I'm sorry, I'm discombobulated because it's the song I messed up. But it was called Bump Sweat. It's by a guy named Kirk Is. He's either Kirk Is or Kirk Is. I don't know how to say his name, but he's from Australia. He's the bomb. He's also with Hiatus Coyote. But anyways, as you were saying, James.
Yeah, it was one of those things where it was like I would say something, like if we were going out or something, I would, you know, give her a compliment and be like, ooh, girl, you looking mad sexy, you know, something that a friend wouldn't say, and then she would just be like, oh, you're so silly, James. And I'd just be like,
God, James, she was giving you hints right back.
Yeah.
Mad sexy, but I've gotten compliments, you know, that I was sexy from my friends, so that doesn't make me think like, ooh, he wants to jump my bones, or like that he's interested in me. That just makes you think that I look good in that dress.
Like Colin said, like, you know, when you look in certain friends, you know, your real friends, they're not attractive. You don't think your really real friends are sexy. You know, you'll say, oh, okay, you look nice, or you look good, but you wouldn't say, oh, dang, or like, you look sexy, you know, something that implies sexual, you know, reference.
my man, you didn't take the clue. You didn't read between the lines. And you played yourself.
Well, I read between the lines after.
Well, he read between the lines. He,
2 years
he,
later.
He got it. Late, but he got it.
But see, I don't... You weren't direct.
That's right. That's
mean,
the thing I'm trying to drive
home. Yeah,
you weren't direct with her.
You said, you know, you were your shoulder cry on. Maybe at that point in time, it wasn't a good time. She had a lot of things going on. But just to tell somebody, you know, you sexy, you can go to that. And especially if she's just got out of a relationship with someone, or she's been dealing something with guys. Women hear that all the time.
They hear they sexy 24
so,
hours out of the day.
You didn't express directly how you felt about it. Like, hey, I like you.
Well, see, the issue that I feel that I'm dealing with a lot of women nowadays is that when you become so direct, they almost take it as a form of like, whoa, you know what I'm saying? Like, whoa, that's too much right now.
It's the difference between being direct and being
rude. Yeah, rude and aggressive.
It's two different things.
I've never been rude.
Because this guy on the street a few weeks ago, when I was walking down the street, he said, "Damn, you got some big ass lips." That wasn't nice. That was very direct. But that wasn't very nice.
Yeah. I mean, correct. I mean, I've never been rude to a woman ever in my life because I wasn't raised like that. But I guess from what my friends have been telling me, they've been telling me that I've been meeting a lot of basic chicks because... Say what?
Could you repeat that, please?
Oh, I was saying, from what a lot of my friends
James,
have told me,
that.
They've been telling me that I've been meeting a lot of basic women because, you know, most women like for dudes to be up front, but the ones that I've been meeting just, you know, they take it as a whoa, that's too much for right now type thing.
What type of women, though?
Oh, yeah.
What type of women? I mean, because it's just like, you know what they say, if you continue to go through the same thing over and over again, and you are going having interaction with the same people. Sometimes it's not those people. Sometimes it's you.
Right.
So, but I'm not saying that, you know, a lot of chicks are basic, but I don't know what woman. I guess you're going to keep on swinging until you hit the ball, because I don't know what woman would be upset if a man said, you know, I'm ready to get serious and be in a relationship and do what I need to do. I think that's attractive to a lot of women. So I don't know if they're basic women, or you just steadily attracted to this woman, this type of woman, because you think that... I mean, are you stubborn?
Are you dealing with unattractive women?
No. I definitely don't.
So what makes them so basic?
I mean, basic to me is the mindset of a person. Let's just say a person, because they're basic dudes, too. Basic, you know, women are the type, like, as an example... Like, if you're on the street and a dude would stop you and say, excuse me, you know, can I talk to you for a second? Or can I speak with you? You know, and you look at him with this crazy look, as opposed to another dude would be like, hey, shout it. Hey, hey, you know, and then you get your attention.
He might get her attention, but that doesn't mean he's going to be successful in getting the number. You ain't getting my number if you're talking to me like that.
It might be because she's not attracted to you.
That could be it. That could be it, James. They might not be attracted to you.
I'm not saying you specifically, but...
James, I think you should just keep... I think that sooner or later, your hard work is going to pay off. But if you continue to keep on having these type of interactions with the same type of women, and every time you have this type of interaction, and it keeps on going and acting the same way, sometimes you got to look and say, what am I doing?
Right.
Look at my approach. You know what I'm saying?
Correct.
What's going on with me? But...
why am I always in the friend zone?
Right. Where are you finding these women?
Oh, don't worry. I'm not always in the friend zone. This was just this particular, you know, incident.
Okay.
But I've done that, you know, that self-searching and, you know, looking over. And I think it's particularly the area I'm in. That's why I'm moving to Atlanta, and I'm going to fish in another hole. So we're gonna try that.
Oh, then you gonna have...
Be careful.
Yeah, because some of them...
It's a lot of holes in Atlanta.
And then some of them...
And a lot of them weren't born women, too.
Exactly.
Yeah,
I was about
so
to say that.
Bring condoms, James, okay? All right, well, thanks for calling in. You take care.
Oh, most definitely. Hey, y'all follow me on Black Soprano, Q5, Instagram.
Really? You giving shout-outs right now, James? Really? Really?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, thank you for calling Black Soprano, Q5. That's a long-ass name, my man. You might want to shorten that up so people can remember that. But you take care. Thanks for tuning in. That's a long name. You got like 45 characters. Who's going to remember all that?
Somebody.
I don't know.
That was a tweet.
Somebody basic.
Shut up. Meeting basic women. Getting out of the friend zone. So we do have somebody that joined us in the studio. We got my buddy Jason Oh, wow. I can't say your name. Oxley? That's your new name. Jason Oxley. The relationship architect. Did I say it right this time?
Yeah, that's it. Relationship architect.
Now, we're talking about the friend zone tonight. How do people get in the friend zone?
People place them there.
Wow.
Thank you. Oh, my God. That was
we haven't waited all night.
Thank you for those words of wisdom.
That was the greatest
answer. That's it. Back to you. That's where my $5,200 per an hour.
Back to you, Jim.
Like, thank you.
But that's somehow what you need, though, that basic information. But go ahead.
No, the real question is, you know, how do I, you know, not get in the friend zone? You know, people place them in the friend zone for various reasons. Mm-hmm. I know I place people in the friend zone because I saw within the first 5 minutes that this wasn't going nowhere. You know, in the first 5 minutes we having lunch, we out to dinner, and you share something with me about not wanting kids, and kids is something that I can't wait to have.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, this not going
automatically friend zone.
Automatic
makes sense.
The problem is people aren't being honest in saying when they placed you in the friend zone. They just going along and, you know, hey, we can still date, we can still hang out, we can still chill, but they're not letting them know that, you know what, this ain't going nowhere.
But you didn't hear the earlier part of the conversation with James. He was saying that, you know, his way to get out of the friend zone was to be a shoulder for a person. Mm-hmm. So, you know, he'd try to creep her from behind, like, oh, I'm here for you, tap tap.
Mm-hmm. From behind. That's the only thing that stuck out about that statement.
But it was not successful for him. So if somebody's already in the friend zone, how would you recommend that they get out?
9 times out of 10, if a woman places you in the friend zone, you're not getting out.
Nope. So what if a man places a woman in the friend zone?
That's different.
Is she getting out?
That's different.
She has a chance to get out.
She has a chance. A number of chances.
She has a chance to get
a number of chances.
Get her back banged out, but does she have a chance at his heart?
Yeah, she does.
That's in that chance.
When he begins to remove the flesh around his heart that he's guarded so well,
mm-hmm.
And shows her who he truly is, that's when she has an opportunity to become more than just a friend. Hmm. But he's so guarded because he's afraid of being himself and being judged at the same time. Men don't want to be judged, and so we'll put on a facade. We'll tell you who we think you want to see and want to know, because we're afraid that if you get a chance to truly know who we really are, that you won't pick us.
That representative.
Representative.
Let me ask you a question, though, Jason. You mentioned that you put a lot of women into the friend zone. Do they know they're in the friend zone? Or did they know at that time that they were in the friend zone? Did you have with upfront and honest conversation with, like, listen, I don't see this going anywhere romantic. Let's just be friends. Did you have that conversation with them, or you just slowly but surely? Because let me tell you one thing about women.
Mm-hmm.
We will, if you give us one inch of hope,
mm-hmm.
we're going to live with that hope forever.
Foolishly. I've been foolish to live off hope.
We're going to live off that. Oh, he called me. He didn't call me for 3 weeks. He called me now. Back to back.
He wrote me a song.
2 days.
Mm-hmm. Who, what?
And that hope. That hope that he's going to call us. Now we can get into this rhythm.
True story.
Mm-hmm. You know, that hope. So I'm just asking.
No, you're
please
right.
Tell me that wasn't for you.
You're right. I think that if women begin to pay attention to how literal we are, because men are so literal. And if we say, this is not what I want, this is not the direction that I want to move in, then you don't as a woman, don't attempt to make the direction. Don't create a road that's not there.
I need y'all to hold that thought, because we are moving into the second hour of the show.
Uh-oh.
So just in case you're just now tuning in, you're listening to This Date Is Over Radio right here on The Flow, coming to you live from the IM Radio Broadcasting Network on rocktheflow.com with your host, Miss Marie, and my co-host, Cullen.
Yeah, hey, people.
And it's time for my rant and rave. Lord Jesus. Ranting and raving about the friend zone.
It's a dangerous place to be.
It's a dangerous place to be, but, you know, sometimes the friend zone is where you need to be. You know, everybody has a place in a person's life, so you can't expect that you're going to just automatically be in that person's heart. So, you know, I know the friend zone is not a desirable place, but it's a place. No. It's a place. And you have the option to stay or to go. Nobody is holding you there. You're holding yourself there. So if you don't want to be in that friend zone, remove yourself. Because even though I might place you in the friend zone, you don't have to stay there. You can choose not to be that person's friend. So I would put that back on that person. I mean, you can wait it out if you want to. It might work in your favor, but, you know, if you're getting tired of it, you have the choice to say, you know what, let me go ahead and focus my attention elsewhere. Because that's probably what you should do. If the person that you are head over heels for does not share those same feelings, and they're not putting in that same effort, then perhaps you should find somebody that is going to put in that effort for you, because that's what you're worth it.
Yep. I totally agree with everything you said.
That's my 5 cents. So, like I said, sometimes the friend zone is where you need to be, because sometimes a person just needs a friend. They don't need a lover. They just need a friend.
Yeah.
And you are that friend that they chose. So, you're a blessing to them, whether you see it or not. And they are a blessing to you, whether you see it or not. They're showing you that, you know what, you deserve better. And that's my 5 cents. You got anything to add to that, Colin?
No, I totally 100% agree. If you don't like being in the friend zone, be honest with yourself. Once you take that step, be honest with the other person, and you guys move from there. That doesn't mean that you can't be friends. It just means that your relationship with that person is always going to be in that particular place.
Right.
And you have to make sure that you're able to accept that. And if you're not, it's like you said, move on.
Yes, you have the choice to move on.
Don't lie to yourself and don't lie to the other person, because 9 times out of 10, that's how the friend zone is established. Mm-hmm. And then somebody is not being completely honest about where they want to be, what their intentions are, and how they feel. And if you can't be honest, then you're in the friend zone. That you'll end up in that place, in mm-hmm. that space. So,
because a lot of people will start off like, oh, yeah, I just want to be your friend. And they have ulterior motives. They'll say
everything
that you want to hear. Like, oh, yes,
you know, that's why
she's cool. You know,
no new friends, because, you know, people are always asking me, Kyla, can I be your friend? Absolutely not.
I don't scream no new friends, because I need new friends to get me to new places.
Yeah, but these friends be trying to, you know, they be trying to get me. Cause I'm
oh,
high.
Really?
Yeah, I'm high.
Yeah, they outside right now. The ladies are lined up outside. We have a hard time leaving the studio at night because all these new friends chase and telling. We can't even get out at night. But yes, that's my 5 cents on the friend zone. Like I said, sometimes that's where you need to be. And, you know, you might not be the person that they want for their life, but, you know, God has put you in their life for a reason, to show them that they are worth being loved. But at the same time, I guess that person's not. You know
what's so funny? It's funny you said
what?
Somebody told me that. Somebody said just that. God placed you in my life to be my friend. Oh, man.
I'm sorry. That person's heart broken 45
times. I could not stop laughing. I was like, wow.
God. But that's a reality, though.
It is.
God placed them there to be your friend.
Reason, season's lifetime.
Yes.
I have a question.
Ma'am.
In the mic,
ma'am,
please. In
directly.
The mic. Grab the mic.
Do guys really put girls in the friend zone? Like, I don't see guys who put girls in the friend zone and really are their friends. Like, I see that happening with women a lot, but do men keep these women as friends, like legitimate friends?
Yeah.
Yeah, they do.
Oh, yeah, they do.
Yeah, I mean, they might meet somebody at a networking event or at work, and
yeah,
y'all develop a friendship. You know, it's just that, a friendship.
Because a lot of times people have personalities that are very similar, and they make good friends. And granted, that person might be attractive, or there might be some type of attraction between one another, but my situation in life dictates that I'm not going to jeopardize what I have in my situation for you, because you represent an unknown, and I know this here. I'm comfortable with this here. I'm building something here, and there's absolutely nothing wrong with having that or you as a friend. And yeah, you could be hot, you could be beautiful, you could be attractive and all that, but you still represent an unknown, and my life here is great. I don't want to mess that up.
I mean, that's different if you are in a situation. If you're not in a situation, if you're in a situation, that's one thing. But if you're not, like I said, I can be friends with attractive men who's in a situation.
But if they're not in a situation,
I can't be friends with attractive men who's not in a situation.
Because that situation going to be your bedroom.
Like I said before, and I just can't do it.
But see, that goes back to being honest.
Like I said, all relationships, who dictates that all relationships have to be romantic?
They don't. No,
they don't have to be.
They don't
friends.
Have to be.
So, you know, that I think that friend zones, when you have the intent, one of the members of
that relationship has the intent of taking it further. But as you, if you're platonic friends,
yeah,
that's very possible. I think,
but the only lies and alibis.
No, it's very no, it's possible.
It's
the only
possible.
What makes it difficult is that, you know, when you're that friend, when the male gets into a relationship, that's when it gets tricky. It gets really tricky because at that point in time, your role has changed, especially if they're going to get married. I've been there. So if they're getting married, you know what I'm saying, the role that you once held as far as being that friend or that person they called on is now held by their wife. And a lot of times what they'll do is they'll look at you and say, well, you've changed. But that is very, I mean, women get placed in the friend zone, but I'm going to call it a friend zone, but men and women can be platonic friends. I really think so.
With there never having ever been any sexual...
Absolutely.
Activity, yeah. It's very possible.
Yeah. Another difficulty, I think, also, and to piggyback what you're saying, is that people are more deserving than just to be somebody's friend. And the problem is, I don't want to just be your friend because I know that I'm more than a friend, but we're trying to force ourselves to be with people who may not necessarily be for us. So the reality is, maybe we're just supposed to be friends, but I'm somebody's wife, or I'm somebody's husband, or I'm somebody's significant other, without trying to force that person to be the one.
Right, yeah.
And so if you realize, like, okay, I am your friend, but mine is still out there somewhere, and not try to say, well, I'm going to stay here, I'm going to work hard, I'm going to show you, I'm going to give you everything that you've ever dreamed of, I'm going to be better than she was and better than he was. We try to manipulate people by becoming better for them, not realizing that we're just supposed to be their friend anyway.
Right.
And one thing that we do,
it's all
is
about
that
being honest.
We give everyone the same access.
Yeah.
You're not supposed to have that. Everyone's not supposed to have the same access.
Like, right. If it's different. It's levels to this. It is levels to it.
It is. Everyone can have the same access. I mean, because that's how lines get blurred, and that's how people get confused, and feelings get hurt, and things of that nature. So you gotta be communication. Everyone can have the same access.
And you know, I've had this conversation with one of my friends. I'm like, you know, I have a lot of great guy friends that I think would be great mates, but I have no feelings for them whatsoever. There's something wrong with me. And I'm like, I can't force it. You know, I can't force myself to be with that person. Like, should I feel bad that I don't like them like that?
No, but see, that goes back to my point earlier. It's about being honest.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're honest with yourself, and that's really what it boils down to at the end of the day, is you're honest with yourself about where you are and what you want to be.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it's like Jason said, I can be your friend, but I am somebody else's.
Right.
I'm going to be somebody else's wife, and that's great. You're not trying to manipulate or settle or be something to somebody that you shouldn't be. Because at the end of the day, you really have to go back to being honest with yourself.
Right.
And that's what it comes. That's really what it boils down to at the end of the day.
Because in some cases, you know, you're in the friend zone because I know I can't love you the way that you deserve to be loved. Because I don't have those feelings for you that you have for me.
Well, yeah.
So I know you deserve way better than what I could ever give you.
And that's honest. But you got to be very honest. Like I was telling Black Camaro, Smokey Grass, Q5, 10, 34.
85 characters. His name was Black Q.
I can't remember.
I can't remember.
James, hit us up. Tweet us your name again.
Right.
Tweet us that date is over.
Right.
That long screen name.
But, you know, once if you get into those situations, and going back to, you know, what you said, you had all these mates, and you look at the ones that you know will be great mates, and you look at the mates that you had, and look at the difference, and you got to start to figure out, okay, what is it that I see in these individuals that were my mates that may not end up being the great choice, and to those I know are great choices, what is it that, you know, you gotta look at introspectively, you gotta look at and figure out what is it with me in this attraction that I'm picking these type of men instead of the ones that are the great, instead of the ones that are the great relationship type. But it can all boil down to desire.
attraction. You know, they could be. Yeah, I know great men.
Like said, the number one reason why people get placed in the friend zone is because they're not attractive.
Not physically.
Not just physically. No. It can be physical or it can be mentally.
Physical is a big part, though.
It's a huge part. Because if I'm not, like I said, if you don't make my juices flow, I'm so sorry, honey. Right. It's not going to work.
I know.
I've tried it. You know, Bako knows. Because remember one time we went out to the bar? Let me tell you this. I was out with this guy. And Bako was there, too. She leaned over to me because he was not very attractive. She was like, I know you don't like him. She leaned over. She was like, I know. I know you don't like him. I was like, I was just trying to do something different. Yeah. He's a nice guy. Great
this
personality.
Date is over.
I couldn't do it. Like, it just, I couldn't get with him. Yeah. I felt so bad. Nice guy, but I just, I got grossed out at the thought of kissing a dude. Like, I couldn't even do it.
Why were you on a
I was trying something different.
That's just not right.
You see, Shakespeare said to thine own self,
be true.
Be true. And so I think for women, a lot of times, you have the camaraderie of your girlfriends who say, give him a chance. He's a nice guy. He's my coworker. He dresses nice. He has good credit. But see, you know, all these lists of things that they have. And the thing is, you know that's not what you want.
Hey, Jason, but that's so funny because...
Guys do it all the time.
We do it all the time. And our first response is... If somebody describes somebody to me and their first response is they have a great personality, stop right there.
She ugly.
Stop right there. That's like the ultimate cutoff right there because.
But guys say the same thing because I talked to one of my guy friends. He was like, well, maybe you should stop going after like attractive men. I said, you don't date ugly women, so why should I date an ugly dude?
Yeah, that's
but
false.
But they say that. Oh, you're so shallow. I'm not asking for a Boris Kojo. Like, I don't think I'm like the best looking chick in the world, but I'm not going to go up to somebody I'm not attracted to.
You're not asking for flavor.
And you know, when you see it, because when you go shopping for shoes, you know, you can't ever send a man shopping for a woman's shoe.
Hell no.
You can't do that because a woman knows it when she sees it.
Yep.
We look at it like, oh, it's sturdy, it's cute, it's sexy. No, a woman knows the heel when she sees the heel.
Right.
And that's the same way with relationships. You know this guy's nice, but he's just not for me. You know, he got a nice job, but he's just not for me.
Yep. That's a nice suit, but it's not for me.
And I think a lot of times society puts a lot of pressure on women to find that mate. But then again, it's society also, but it's biological. But like we mentioned earlier, clock is ticking. You know what I mean? Like men, they can, you know, shoot out, you know, to like 60, 70, 80, 90 years old. You know,
be 33 at 90.
And women, we don't have that luxury. So we don't have time for games. You know, so that pressure is real. The older you get, you know, if you don't have that mate, if you haven't, even, you know, stage, you look at the psychological stages of development, you know, you gotta either find that mate or you get lost, you know what I'm saying, during a certain particular time, but we'll go into that later, but anyway, but
that pressure is real for women.
Honey,
that
mother's mother who is like 89, 100, I don't know, I shouldn't say that wasn't nice. I'm a little salty about what she said to me.
Okay.
She pulled me aside. She said, why don't you borrow some sperm from somebody already and have a baby?
My grandma said the same thing.
I wanted to punch her right in the throat.
My grandma said the same thing. My grandma said, you know, you could be, bless her heart, she's from down south. You know, her degree says Wyville Negro School. So let me tell you what she about to say. She said, why you be artificially impregnated? And that way you can have a baby. And I was like, okay, Grandma, I got it. You know, bless the heart, love her to death. You know, she speaks
good. You guys are not African.
But you
know, I should have been married when I was 17.
Yeah, you should have.
You got to hold that thought because we got to go to commercial. So give us a call if you want to get on tonight's topic, 301-6. Oh, Lord. About to get my phone number.
I heard 6-8. Whoa.
Pardon. Wrong number. 301-560-6992. 301-560-6992. You can tweet me at Date Is Over. You can also hit me up on Facebook. Facebook.com/ThisDateIsOver. So keep it right here on the flow.
Coming up next is a really funny guy. You all know him. Let's give it up for Alonzo Bowden. Alonzo!
So my uncle calls and he says he's dizzy and he's losing his balance. I'm like, Unc, you want me to take you to a doctor? He's like, no, I'm going to look up the symptoms. I said, your symptoms are you're dizzy and you're losing your balance. So he said, I can't get on the internet because my arm is numb. I said, well, use your good arm and dial 911. Stroke's no joke. If you or someone you love is showing symptoms of stroke, don't call family, don't dial a friend, don't wait because it might be too late. Dial 911. Time lost is brain lost. Seriously, dial 911.
Learn all the symptoms of a stroke at strokesnojoke.org. That's strokesnojoke.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the American Stroke Association and the Ad Council.
It's just a fly love song, boy. It's just a fly love song, boy. Are we living in a dream world? Are your eyes still green, girl? I know you're sick and tired of arguing, but you can't keep it bottled in. Jealousy, we gotta swallow it. Your heart and mind, baby, follow it. Smile, happiness, you can model it. And when you feel opposite, I just want you to know, your whole being is beautiful. I'ma do the best I can do, 'cause I'm my best when I'm with you. Down your bags, love. I know in the past, love has been sort of hard on you, but I see the God in you. I just want to nurture it. Though this love may hurt a bit, we dealing with this water, love. You even get my daughter, love. I want to build a tribe with you, protect and provide for you. Truth is, I can't hide from you. The pimp in me may have to die with you. To discover me, I just want you to put trust in me. I kinda laugh when you cussing me. The aftermath is you touching me. It's destiny that we connected, girl. You and I, we can affect the world. I'm tired of the fast lane. I want you to have my last name. Yeah, love.
Listen to the Dance Over Radio right here on The Flow. Come to you live from the I Am For Radio Broadcasting Network with your host, Miss Marie. My co-host, Colin.
Hey, hey, hey.
We also got DeBaco in the studio.
Yo.
Monica Fantastic.
Hello, hello, hello.
And Jason Otley.
What it is.
What it is.
Hey, don't laugh at me.
That's the poet,
I just realized that I had my headphones on backwards.
Oh, I wasn't paying attention.
No, but the sound is different now.
Really?
I was like, oh, my goodness.
You have bad hearing in one ear?
I do.
Oh,
I do.
So
I was like, oh, left, right.
Oh, okay.
That daggone war. That daggone war.
But you just heard music from my boyfriend, Common, also known as Ronnie Rashid. The song was Come Close. That's his name.
Lynn.
He doesn't know that he's my boyfriend.
He doesn't know.
He doesn't know.
You might be in the friend zone.
Clearly. I'm in the non-existent zone. He probably put me in, like, the stalker zone because... He don't even know me. So we were talking about the friend zone. How the hell do you get out of the friend zone? And I want to go on to Facebook. You see how
to the people.
How do you successfully get out of the friend zone? And my girl Kathy, better known as Black Kitty. What's up, Kathy? She said, it's easy to get out of the friend zone. You do have options. Number one, continue to be friends. Two, opt for friends with benefits. Three, end the friendship and take it to the next level. Four, end the friendship and find someone who is feeling you the same as you do. Either way, you need to make the choice and stick with it. Stop pondering in your fairy tale that one day they will come around. You will end up wasting a lot of your time.
I like Kathy's, I like her.
Friends with benefits, yeah, what about you?
Yeah, that's, we ain't even talk about that. Friends with benefits.
Let's talk about it, please. Can't too many, I mean... I've got some experience with that.
Do you?
Emotionally attached, though. Alright, go ahead. I don't know.
No, but you... I don't know.
Tough.
Maybe
that's,
I'm just weird.
That's
because
tough.
The friends with benefits?
Yeah. No,
I don't think I've had
a situation where I've gotten attached. I'm trying to think, like...
I agree.
I may have wanted to have relations again, but I don't think it was like, oh my gosh, I've got to be with this person.
I want to debunk that myth that all women are going to get attached after sex. It's not true. Not all women. If the person is not your type emotionally, you don't have that connection, but the sex is good, you can have sex for a long period of time without wanting to be with that person. Like,
yes.
That kills me. When
I know,
say that.
I know someone. Who was with a guy, and he was great. He was absolutely great, so she said. And he asked her out one time, and she went out, and he was boring as all hell. And she was like, why the hell did I even agree to go out with this guy? We should have just stuck to the bedroom, because he was just a snooze fest.
Because you were
in person.
Because she was interested to see if there was more.
But
did that ruin it?
No.
Was
no.
That it?
It did.
But after a while, I was like, no, don't ever ask her out again, please.
Yeah. It needs to be clear,
right,
when
for
you
real,
guys
right.
are like in that situation that this is what it is. Because you don't need to go on dates. I don't want to go.
Yeah,
I don't
that
date
would
you.
Turn me off. Like, you know,
listen,
what?
Again, that goes.
Just
that,
your
it goes
back
to
bed.
Being honest.
Yeah.
Because 9 times out of 10, and I've heard this before, that women are okay with being, you know, friends with benefits, but they never say it.
Yeah, that's the problem.
It never comes out, or it's never presented
that
in that
stigma.
Manner. That, yeah.
You're called a
what?
You're called
friends
a
with benefits?
Yeah, it never comes out. It never comes out directly.
I've actually proffered that to a guy.
Have you now?
Yes, I have. And
how
he was talking about
out.
He didn't want to be that kind of person. Because I knew, I mean.
He was scared.
I wasn't really serious. I just wanted to see what he was going to say. Because he was talking about, well, I'm not really looking for anything. I said, oh, so you want to just, like, kick it. He was like, well, I don't want it to just be, like, a one-time thing. Or, like, he didn't say it. He said, I don't want it to be, like, you know, just a sexual thing. You know. But I said, but you're not looking for a relationship, so what's the problem?
He might have been a homosexual.
I don't understand how he turned
been.
That down.
He just might have been.
Well, he was like, is she for real? Let me throw this last thing out there.
See what happened.
I'm right. I'm not into the physical thing. I'm thinking to the mental thing. That's why I'm looking for a mental stimulation. She still said yes.
Yeah.
You don't want.
But that's another way to get out of it, like the friends with benefits kind of thing. Like when you are so done with it. Mm. Like I was seeing this guy. God, he was beautiful. Ooh, Lord, that man, gorgeous. But I was, you know, I was done with the whole situation. I was like, I've had enough. And he was texting me and like, hey, we should hang out again. And I was like, you know what? How about if we go out on a date sometime?
Yeah, that's a good way there.
Yes, because he was like, I'm gonna try to come see you. I was like, you know what? How about we go out? Because I was not in the mood at all. Because, you know, the period thing wasn't working no more. He was like, so when is it over? So I was like, how about we go on a date? So wow. That's why I was like, okay, that'll work. That worked.
It worked?
Yes. Yeah, I was like, all right, thank you.
Yeah, he wasn't trying to spend no money.
That male ego. Y'all just can't take hints. He be like, wait a minute.
No, he was like, I'm not ready for a relationship and all that jazz. I was like, okay, cool.
Well, I mean, y'all ego just as bad.
I don't think so.
Not as bad as yours.
No, I don't think so.
It's pretty bad.
I don't think so.
I have a big ego.
Barely.
I think that there's an expiration date with
Do you hear me?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
There's an expiration date with Friends with Benefits. That thing does not ever last very long.
Mm-mm.
And the thing is, somebody always ends up getting hurt. And when I say the word hurt, not in the sense of there's a lot of emotional scar and emotional pain, but somebody ended it before the other person wanted to end it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
If you walk in mutually saying, this is what we're going to do, the expiration date comes for somebody first, and then you leave out, and it causes all kind of issues, all kind of problems, because they did not want to end it.
That's why you gotta put a hump minimum.
What?
I mean a hump maximum. We are gonna do it 6 times.
No, we're gonna do it for 6 months.
You gonna put them on a time appointment?
Yeah, time appointment. Hey, 6 months.
You don't sleep over.
Right. No, I'm saying if you again, it goes back to being honest. This is all I want. We're going to do this for 6 months, because after that, I'm going to be tired of you. You're probably going to want something else. We're going to do it for 6 months, 3 days a week.
So here's the issue with that, because if it ends in the 6 months, who's the one picking up the phone 3 months, 4 months, 5 months later saying...
No, 2 days later.
What you doing? How you been? The guy normally.
Boredom.
You know... And he's reopening, you know, that wound that had already closed up, had already healed, the neosporin, worked. And
I tend to disagree with that, because women give us an end to that. Like, they'll leave that, as Ms. Fantastic said, that hope. That if they have a little bit of hope that maybe this will go a little bit further, or maybe it'll be a little bit more, or maybe this can last a little bit longer... That's how we get that indication that we can come back. Because if you end it at the end of the 6 months and say, well, you know, if that night ever comes, bam, it's right there. There's that little bit of hope.
Male ego. So because she told you no, now you're in your feelings.
Yeah.
Oh, real?
No. I'm not saying she said no.
No, but if she did, if she said no because she wanted to close that door, because you're talking about the hope. She leaves the door a little bit open, it's cracked, you walk back in. If she shuts the door, the male ego says, hold up, do you not remember the 14 times that had you climbing the wall? Let me revisit those times and bring that back to your memory, because now you're going to want to pop that door open. The male ego is going to want to push himself in, even when she says the door is closed.
Because if she responds, that's it.
Yep.
If she responds, that's
got
it.
Her. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, I'm on my period.
That's what I'm saying.
If she responds.
If she gives, our ego is only going to be affected if she gives us a little bit of hope. That little crack in the door. I got her.
Hope. Yes. Hope is real. Hope is real. So we got to go to commercial. So if you want to get into tonight's topic, give us a call. 301-560-6992. 301-560-6992 is the number to reach us in the studio. You can tweet me at DateIsOver. You can also hit me up on Facebook. Facebook.com/ThisDateIsOver. So keep it right here on The Flow.
That I've ever used before.
Verizon Wireless is head and shoulders above the others.
It's the best network, no question about it.
Without a doubt, they are the number one network.
You heard it, and people all over know it. Verizon Wireless is America's best, most reliable wireless network. Maybe that's why more people stay with us than with any other national carrier. Just listen.
It's reliable, it's always been great. I started with Verizon Wireless from day one, and I've never thought about going anywhere else.
I'll never switch. I'll never leave Verizon Wireless. It's awesome.
We spend over $4 billion a year on our wireless network. All so that you get the most reliable national coverage.
They have the most reliable network.
Their coverage area is huge.
It's reliable. It's the best. It's definitely the best.
Isn't it time you switched to America's number one wireless network? Isn't it time you got the best? Just stop by any Verizon Wireless communication store, Verizon Wireless at Circuit City, or call 1-800-2-JOIN-IN. Network claims based on Verizon Wireless reliability studies. Loyalty claims based on publicly available customer turnover figures.
Verizon Wireless, number one. Hands down, no contest.
Dimes are shiny and round. Nickels are also round.
This 28-year-old woman may sound a little strange to you and me, but to her 3-year-old daughter, she makes perfect sense.
Pennies are round, too.
They are. Dollars are rectangles.
I like dollars.
When you talk with your child, you build vocabulary, and learning starts long before school does. So follow their lead. Turn everyday moments into learning moments. For more tips, go to bornlearning.org. Brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
Are you tired of the same songs every 20 minutes?
Now, here's something else we might try.
Real Radio is back. Right here on the flow. Brought to you by Alumni Roundup and brought to you by the IMFO Radio Broadcasting Network.
Nowadays, I don't understand why my love doesn't love me like she used to before. Now lately, the sun just doesn't shine, and my paradise is gone.
But most
things I never do, and I don't know what it is that I did that was so wrong to make her feel I'll ever be untrue to her.
Cause most of the time,
I'm
not
would seem a lifetime away.
You're listening to The Status Over Radio right here on The Flow with your host, Miss Marie, and my co-host, Cullen.
What's up, people?
Who is jamming on the one.
That's right.
And we're coming to you live from the IM Radio Broadcasting Network on RockTheFlow.com. Make sure you tell your friends about us. We're on the air each and every Sunday night, 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on RockTheFlow.com. We also have some great programming on The Flow. So tell your friends, not now, but right now, about The Flow. And also, check out the website, thestateisover.com, where you can post your bad date stories. Your bad dates happen here on thestateisover.com. That's what it's there for. I know I'm not the only one that has had a bad date. So if you've had a bad date, put it on thestateisover.com. We got the Dear X, where you can write everything that you didn't get a chance to say to your ex. Get it off your chest.
Get it off your chest.
It's a lot cheaper to vent on the internet than to bust out some, you know, windows and flatten tires.
I was reading that the other day, and I was dying. I was dying.
Yes, the Dear X. We also have I Confess. You can confess what you've done bad on the date or what you don't like about dating. And of course, we have Dating Stories, where you can post your very own bad date stories. And I forgot the other part. The state is over.
And they can buy t-shirts.
Yes, and they can buy t-shirts. Monica Fantastic got hers. I got mine on right now.
Absolutely.
It's not me. It's you. So get your shirt from thestateisover.com. But you just heard music from Music Soul Child. The song was Best Friend. All the way in that friend zone.
Yes,
tonight we are talking about the friend zone. And I can hear myself. Let me go ahead and put that on mute. Yeah. I was like, who is that talking? It's me.
It's you.
But if you want to get in on tonight's topic, give us a call, 301-560-6992. 301-560-6992. Are you in the friend zone? How do you get out of the friend zone? And we also got The Baco in the studio, Jason Otley, and Monica Fantastic.
Hello, hello, hello.
So I want to go back to Facebook, because I want to know how people have successfully gotten out of the friend zone. And April said, a guy once tried to ultimatum me to get out of the friend zone.
Failure.
She said, I thought that was the wrong approach. We don't speak now at all. Damn. She said, years ago, I just kissed a friend of several years, and that turned into a relationship. It could have gone horribly wrong, though.
Could have.
Apparently, it didn't. See, it worked in her favor. Brooke said, I haven't personally had a problem with being in the friend zone with someone I was interested in, but I've had plenty of males who were interested in me and never got past the friend zone. William, this is hilarious. He said, stop being a nice guy, get in the gym, pull some chicks tougher than her, or that she would think are out of your league. Keys victory.
Reverse
salute.
Psychology.
So pull somebody that's better looking than her so she can be like, damn, how you get her? Pull somebody out of your league.
Does that work for you all?
No. Because I'd be like, girl, she's cute. Good job.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Like, I didn't want him. You go, girl.
Girl, that's a cute outfit.
That only works in the movies.
Yeah. Get out of here with that.
That's only the best.
Get out of here.
That doesn't work.
Get out of here.
And I had somebody that I was in high school. Like, I had a serious crush on this guy. Like, loved him. And I guess it didn't pan out. Actually, it was before even high school. Like, I was head over heels for this guy, and he could not stand me.
Wow.
Like, ooh. I loved him. He was like my first crush. Like, seriously, I had the biggest crush on this guy.
You
like
drawing his name in the book.
Honey, his last name, my last name.
Wow.
8 years old.
Wow.
I was all the way in love with this guy. So when I got older and he wanted me, I ain't want him. I didn't.
You were eight?
You were eight?
When I got older in like high school, I let me clarify that. Okay.
When she turned nine, it was over.
When I turned nine, I couldn't deal. I couldn't deal.
I guess he wouldn't wear the Superman.
And he was very attractive when we got older too. But after a while, I was like, you know, I'm just not feeling this dude.
Wow.
And the same thing happened with somebody else from high school. I was like, I really liked him, and then I was just like, he just didn't do it for me.
Yeah,
and he's been in the friend zone ever since.
Childhood crushes usually don't translate well in adulthood.
Some do.
About that.
I saw one of my childhood crushes about 6 months ago, and I was like, oh my gosh.
She blew up?
What? She was like the size of the Goodyear blimp.
Oh,
ooh, damn.
It was
it's
bad.
It's
harder
for women, man. She
yes.
Kids.
I'm going to go with that.
Pretty bad.
Damn.
Kids.
Life.
Life
happens.
That's another show. Because we gotta have that show, Life Happens. Because I've seen people that I've had like the biggest crushes on in high school, and I've seen. And I'm like, damn, how much did you smoke? Like, you used to be attractive.
Well, even in college, like, I have one of my crushes that I had in college. Good God. But when I see him now, it's just like, okay. Like, I mean, like, I used to, like, he touched my thigh. Everybody, he touched your thigh.
Girl, don't ever wash that thigh again.
But you know what? But I think one of the reasons why I'm not attracted to him right now, and I'm different breed, but... it's because he has a girlfriend. So I'm not attracted to him at all. As a matter of fact, his girlfriend is beautiful. And I've commented to him that, you know, your girlfriend is beautiful. You know,
and
she's
the next
beautiful.
Text is, let me know when y'all...
Nah,
let me know when y'all break up.
Let me know.
Because when I see attractive men, the moment I know that they are in a relationship or they're married,
it's
a turn off for me. It's a turn off. Like, immediately. It's a turn off.
Yeah. Obviously not try to pursue anything right. With that person. But I still had dreams, man. I still had a fantasy.
I mean, that's
you dangerous, baby.
But see, this exception. Well, this one married gentleman. But I don't, you know, when I found this young man was married, you know, I tripped and fell on him. But, you know, after that, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, I fell over.
But it wasn't on purpose. It really was by accident. But, you know what I'm saying? Once I see him, but he's a good guy. He's a handsome man. He's a good guy. Mm-hmm. But that attraction as far as trying to get dinner, I don't know. It's not there. You know, it's like looking at a piece of art.
For classy women.
Yeah.
You don't go after someone else's.
No, not at all. Not at all.
I don't either.
You can admire.
I will admire.
From afar.
I mean, might not be that far. I just won't put my paws on it. But I'll admire.
Yeah. I mean, it's just like it's immediate. That's just like, it go like, boop. That's it for me. Lights off. Like, I don't know what it is.
More women need to be like you.
Yeah. I mean, because I think, I know. Because I had to go to some of my military members. They're senior officers, and I had to tell them, new sergeant came in. You need to get him. Why I need to get him? Because I got a parade of women going right across his desk. You need to get him. Mm-hmm. He's happily married. Once again, you need to get him.
Hey, that's tough.
Mm. You know how women deal with. Yeah. I mean, you know.
I also find that when women are spoken for, men are like throwing themselves. Now, what is that?
When they aren't spoken for. Oh, like that happens on both ends of the spectrum.
I mean, I don't. What is that? I don't.
Because a guy would love to be a side dude. Like, he doesn't have to put in that work for have that responsibility of maintaining a relationship. He just wants to hit it. He doesn't have to work.
You want
to
know what's so funny?
What?
Is that men can't handle being a side dude just like women can.
Oh, some of them can. But hold that thought because we got to go to break. So keep it right here on the flow. Give us a call. 301-560-6992. 301-560-6992 is the number to reach us in the studio. You can tweet me at Dana's Over. You can also hit me on Facebook, facebook.com/thisdanasover. Keep it right here on rocktheflow.com.
Coming up next is a really funny guy. You all know him. Let's give it up for Alonzo Bowden. Alonzo!
So my uncle calls and he says he's dizzy and he's losing his balance. I'm like, Unc, you want me to take you to a doctor? He's like, no, I'm going to look up the symptoms. I said, your symptoms are you're dizzy and you're losing your balance. So he said, I can't get on the internet because my arm is numb. I said, well, use your good arm and dial 911. Stroke's no joke. If you or someone you love is showing symptoms of stroke, don't call family, don't dial a friend, don't wait because it might be too late. Dial 911. Time lost is brain lost. Seriously, dial 911.
Learn all the symptoms of a stroke at strokesnojoke.org. That's strokesnojoke.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the American Stroke Association and the Ad Council.
You're listening to the Status Over Radio right here on The Flow. And we're talking about the friend zone. Yes, nobody wants to be in the damn friend zone. But yeah. I'm your host, Miss Marie, and that's my co-host, Cullen.
Hey, folks, you in this damn background song.
This song cracks me up, because that's what friends are for. We're also joined in the studio with Monica Fantastic.
Hello. Who's hello. Her greatest
we got Jason Otley.
Right now.
And we got The Baco.
The Baco.
The Baco.
The Baco. So going back to how the hell do you get out of the friend zone?
You can't.
Jason, tell us. How do you get out of the friend zone? It happens because you read about it all the time. Like, I married my best friend. You know, I think you even say it in your book. Like, it's easier to transition from, you know, being a friend to a lover than to meet somebody off of the street. You will probably have more success. And that's in Jason's book, Pillow Talk, by the way. Jason, how can they get that book?
Oh, they can get it on Amazon.com or, Amazon.com. Pillow Talk.
By Jason Otley.
That's it.
And ladies and gents, if you want to meet Jason, he's going to be on a boat ride on Sunday, July 14th. I'm going to be there. The Baco's going to be there. Monica Fantastic's going to be there. So, Jason, can you tell us about the boat ride? When is it? What time? Sunday, and where can they get tickets?
Sunday, July 14th, from 4 o'clock to 7 p.m., a day party will be at the... it's down near the Odyssey. If you need to know anything about the Odyssey...
In D.C.
Spirit of Washington, D.C.
Southwest Waterfront.
Right. 1300 Main Avenue Southwest, right across the street from the Mandarin Hotel, which is the best hotel I've ever stayed at in D.C.
Sidebar.
God.
I was talking to this guy, and he told me that he was in the Mandarin Hotel.
Oh.
And I said, I'm wow. Sorry, what? The Mandarin. I said, I don't know where that property, I've never heard of that. He was like, you know, the Oriental one.
Oriental.
I said, sir, that's Mandarin.
Mandarin.
This date is over. Yeah. Don't worry, that blog will be coming out soon.
Yeah, the Mandarin.
But yes, as you were saying, Jason.
So from 4 to 7, right across the street from the Mandarin Hotel, 1300 Main Avenue Southwest.
Next to the Cochrane.
Yeah, that was last week.
I'm sorry, Jason.
You're good. We only have a few tickets left. Honestly, I'm truly honest. We only have a few tickets left. We're probably 20 tickets out from the boat being sold out. We just offered VIP tables today. We've got 5 tables that are opened. It was launched just 30 minutes ago.
So I know y'all were having tables.
Here's the awesome part about having a table. If you've already bought a ticket, all you have to do is just pay the increase to get the table. You don't have to worry about rebuying another ticket.
So I got to pay to sit down.
No, you can stand up.
Huh?
There's seats.
Oh.
But if you want,
I had with my 6-inch heels. We're going to talk offline. So what's the link? What's the link for people to get the tickets?
It's Linens and Dresses. Linen and Dresses 2013.eventbrite.com. Linen and Dresses 2013.eventbrite.com.
All right, cool.
Fellas, get your tickets.
Yeah, fellas, get your tickets because I'm trying to meet anyone on the boat. Jason, you going to introduce me to somebody?
Oh, a whole lot of men will be there.
But are they single, sexy, and available?
Oldham Fest 2013. Let's go.
Please, I can't.
I mean,
I don't bum cooch.
Fellas.
No offense if that's what you do, but, you know, I don't.
Fellas, get these tickets.
Three of us there. We're the only girls. Independent.
Right.
I'm good. We'll be like.
So,
you party
know.
On. Sorry.
So, the friend zone.
Yeah. So, how to get out?
How do you get out of the friend zone, Jason?
You know, two things. One thing, don't be so quick to get out because that actually might be the best thing that ever happened to you. So don't be so fast, so quick in a hurry. I need to get out of this friend zone because you end up manipulating the person that you're with. You don't want to manipulate anybody to be with you or convince someone that you're the one. They should just already know. And then for those who know that they're the one for somebody and you're in the friend zone, be patient. I think the old adage that patience is a virtue is one of the few things that we have mistakenly not used in relationships. Be patient and just wait. Like you know, Ms. Reese said, you know, some of the best relationships are best friends who then turn into lovers and then turn into lifelong partners. So just be patient. If you want to get out of the friend zone and you know he's the one, she's the one, just wait on it. Your time gonna come, and don't become dismayed because he saw a pretty face or he saw a fat booty or you know any of that stuff. Don't allow another woman to become your competition, and men, don't allow another man to become your competition. If she's yours, if he's yours, wait on it.
Wait on it. So, but there has to be an expiration date because you can't wait forever. Like, if you feel that your needs aren't being met, then you might have to step off. So, what about you, The Baco?
I don't have patience. I'm working on it. But I feel like if you want to stick around knowing that you have feelings for this person that's not reciprocated, okay, stick around and try to, you know, maintain that friendship, but don't close yourself off to other opportunities and other people. Like, people
don't
do that
close
all the time,
yourself off.
And you're focused on this one person. It's like you have this tunnel vision, and that person is looking, is dating and doing other things, and you're not living your life, and you're not progressing. If it's meant to be, it's going to happen. It's going to happen in time, but be open, because the person that you, for you, might be someone else that you look by because you're stuck on this person.
So what you, Monica Fantastic?
I think the Baker made a great point, but I think one of somebody mentioned early, know your self-worth, know your worth. Ooh. You know, why would
say
you
it again.
Know your worth. Why would you sit there and put yourself, you know you're worthy of something grand. Why would you sit there and put yourself through that and through pennies? Something that's going to give you some pennies, and it's not really going to. It's not really worth.
I think he's so grand, so I'm going to wait it out because I'm so grand. Because I think he's so grand, and he's just going to.
If
see
he was
it.
Grand, he would know.
He's going to see it eventually.
It don't take a long time to recognize. When men know.
Do they?
Men know.
Hmm.
When they see when
it takes men a long time. You could ask my father. He said it takes us a long time to mature and to get it. My father is 65 years old, honey. Actually, wait, he's 66.
But then when you want, okay, well, that's a different topic. But know your self worth.
Yes. So what about you, Cullen?
It all goes back to honesty. Just got to be honest. Know where you stand. Know where they stand, and be honest about what you want. You know, if you can do that, you won't be in the friend zone long.
Yeah, I made a list of, okay. You know, because it's about that time for us to get out of here. So I made a list of some parting tidbits that I've picked up from tonight's show as far as, you know, getting out of the friend zone. Number one, first and foremost, be attractive.
Whoa.
I don't think anyone said that.
That was not what we said.
Everybody said you have to be attractive.
No, we did not. We said attraction.
You know what? Be attractive, okay? No. You have to be desirable. Because if you're not something that they desire, you have to step your game up. Because, like, if you're lacking in certain areas, if your dress ain't up to par, you're not attractive.
You can't change your face.
Yes, you can.
So what you going to do?
You can change your face several times.
And she looks a hot mess.
Because she didn't go to the right doctor.
Okay. She needs to be attractive because she is not.
Be attractive.
Oh,
okay, sorry.
God.
Be attractive and be desirable, okay? You have to figure out, like, you know that person and your friend. You know what they like. So if you dressing like a bum on the street and you know she don't go for no bum-looking dude, why are you presenting yourself as such? So you got to be desirable.
You need to put on some pom pom.
So he need to change who he is. I'm sorry.
Yes.
Go ahead. That's a different.
Yes. You might have to. I mean, but you have. I don't love nobody that's raggedy. I mean, I'ma still love you, but I don't want to be with somebody that's raggedy.
Okay. Be attractive.
But I mean, also to get out of the friend zone, be less available. You can't always be available to that person 24/7. You got to learn to say no.
I co-sign.
Be less available. Also. Learn to say no. Be direct. As Cullen said, be open and honest. Be direct with that person. Express your intentions. Just say, hey, look. You know, once you see things not going in your favor, just say, hey, look, I really like you. I want us to be together. And let the person know. And then you can get your answer right there. Don't just try to hold out and say, no, maybe she'll come around. Maybe he'll come around. Be direct and say, look, I want you the right way. And I want you to want me too. And if they say, you know what, take care. You have your answer.
You gotta be like Fleece Johnson.
I don't even know who that is.
Yeah. Continue the list, please.
I don't know who Fleece Johnson is. But anyways,
I like you.
As Monica Fantastic said, know your worth. But you also have to pay attention to the signs too, like Sweet James Jones.
You mean Sigma Data Delta 65.
Black combat boots.
Black Hawk down. I don't know.
Black combat boots. No gas in the truck.
And last but not least,
to get out of
the friend zone,
whatever.
You have to walk away. You have to walk away. So there's an expiration date. I mean, if you want it to expire, you said, like I said earlier, sometimes it's best for you to be in the friend zone. That's where you're supposed to be. But if you don't want to be there, then walk away.
Reason, seasons, lifetime.
Walk away. And that's how you get out of the friend zone, because it's your choice. You choose to stay there. So So you can be there or you can be out.
Deuces.
Peace out. So, but anyways, thank you guys. Thank you, Baco, Jason, Monica,
and of course,
Cullen the Wonderful, my awesome co-host.
Because he's hot.
I'm hot.
Honey, it's so many ladies outside. I don't even know how to get out of the studio.
Oh my God.
Thank you guys for tuning in. Make sure you join us each and every Sunday night, 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on rocktheflow.com. And also check out the other great programming we have on The Flow. Once again, go to rocktheflow.com. You can keep the conversation going with me. You can tweet me at DataSOver. You can hit me up on Facebook, facebook.com/thisdataisover. You can also join our Facebook group. We have a discussion group. And last but not least, you can email me, info@thisdataisover.com. And don't forget to visit our awesome website, Post Your Bad Date Stories. And once again, join us next Sunday, each and every Sunday night, 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. I don't know about y'all, but I'm super excited because I'm at the party. And I'm about to...
It's going down.
It's going to be like 40,000 Delta's muscles in town for our convention, our centennial convention. So I'm looking forward to seeing all of you guys and going to the plenary sessions. I can't wait. I'm just oozing with the excitement, and I can't wait to see my chapter, Sovereign.
I'm looking forward to seeing the men that are going to come out to see the Delta.
Yes, ma'am.
So that I can see them.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to seeing those men, too, because I'm so looking forward to it. But anyways, y'all take care. Have a blessed week. That's all the time we got tonight.
Yeah. See y'all next week.
Bye. It's a great group of people here.
Yeah. Yes. We're a great group. We're so awesome. We're wonderful. Noah. Bye.
Off
bye.
Design.
Such a long time, but I never did a day one, so I don't know what these day things.